All right.
You look with me?
No.
I'm sorry then. Bye-bye. What do you think of the... You close it all in. Okay. Hey, Robert. Who's that?
Where, David?
Yeah.
David and Jesse?
No, then who's that girl?
I don't know. She's looking for Miss Sam. You didn't know her?
No. Okay, close the door. What's behind the door? What's in the door?
What do you think of a field or a pasture? Do you think it's being fenced in or not?
Pasture?
What kind of fencing would you use?
Oh, barbed wire.
Okay. Do you know names for any other type of wire fencing?
Oh. Another kind of fence. That was a... Wood fences used to be used some time ago. I've seen some farms where they have something like an electric line around with current in it. Yeah.
Do you know a name for a type of wooden fence that's usually a decorative fence, usually painted white around, you see around people's yards or gardens, and they kind of come to a point?
Not that familiar with it.
Okay, do you know the term picket fence?
I've heard picket fence, but,
not too common, right?
No, not that common.
Okay. Do you know paling fence?
No.
What about the wooden fence that's made from split rails and it's put up in a zigzag way?
I've seen it, but never paid that much attention.
Do you have a name for it?
They don't know, like I said, don't know anything about...
Okay, rail fence.
Rail fence or whatever.
Okay. Talking about the barbed wire fence, when you put up a barbed wire fence, you have to dig holes for the things?
With posters, or post.
And just one would be a...
One post.
Okay. Around here, do you ever see walls or fences made out of loose stone or rock? Wouldn't have a name.
But for, like, homes or...
Around the home, or
there's some homes that has their front is rock. They go out and on the mountain and get these flat rocks and get a fellow to lay the rock.
Mm-hmm. Would people around here be more likely to say rock wall or rock fence?
It depends. Most likely, it's a wall.
Mm-hmm. So the whole phrase would be
rock wall.
Yeah. Okay. All right, say if your wife was going to have a company over for a meal, she would use her best dishes. What would you say her best dishes are made out of?
China.
Okay. Have you ever heard of anything, say an egg that's made out of that material or something similar, that a farmer would put in his hen's nest to fool it into laying?
Glass egg.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is a pronunciation phrase I want to get. If the egg were made out of plastic, you call it plastic egg. Mm-hmm. If it was made out of china, you call it a...
China egg.
Okay. If you were going to go to the well and get some water, what would you carry it in?
If I should go to the well and get some water, you carry a bucket.
Okay. What if you're going to milk a cow?
You carry a bucket also.
Okay. You ever heard any other words people use?
Don't know that much about milking cows. I don't know.
All right. What I had in mind was pail.
Oh, yeah. I've heard the word pail. I know of pails, but most times they want bucket. Yeah.
Is there a difference between bucket and pail, do you?
Not really. Okay. One might be larger, depending on the size, I guess.
What about a container that a woman might keep around the kitchen and throw scraps in for hogs?
Don't know.
A slop bucket?
Mm-hmm.
So you've heard of it?
Oh, yeah.